poll, Joe Biden's job approval underwater in 45 states. By Jacob Bliss on November 22, 2021. President Joe Biden's job approval numbers have continuously spiraled downward, showing the president underwater in 45 states, according to the Civics Rolling Job Approval Average. 45 states have the president with a higher job disapproval rate than approval, according to the Civics Rolling Job Approval Poll, covering the president's job approval on a rolling basis since his inauguration. This is compared to only 5 states that show a higher approval rating for Biden. Evidentially, California, a typically solid blue state, shows Biden's approval close to flipping, with only a 2-point margin. 45% of the respondents from the state said they approve of Biden, while 43% disapprove. Overall, the 10-month rolling average of the president's job approval is now at 54% disapproval compared to only 37% approval, with 9% expressing no opinion. Biden's net approval is at negative 18%. Broken down by age groups 18 to 34, 35 to 49, and 65 plus, all responded with 54% disapproval of Biden, while the age range of 50 to 64 showed 55% disapproval. The Civics Rolling Job Approval Average had 129,460 responses that were tracked between January 20 and November 20. The Civics tracking model is meant to capture the shifts in attitude of various groups over time across all 50 states. These changes can happen either over time or rapidly. Biden's job approval has gotten worse in the last month. At the 9-month mark of the poll, Biden's job approval was underwater in 41 states, and 9 states showed Biden with a higher approval. Overall, the 9-month rolling average showed Biden with 53% disapproval and 38% approval, with 9% expressing no opinion. At the time, Biden's net approval was at negative 15%. During his first 10 months in office, the president has faced numerous challenges, such as a botched Afghanistan withdrawal causing the death of 13 U.S. service members and leaving of U.S. citizens, Afghan allies, and vulnerable Afghans left in the county controlled by Taliban terrorists. More recently, the Biden administration is also in the middle of a months-long supply chain crisis. At one point, there were over 100 ships off the coast of the U.S. waiting to dock in either the port of Los Angeles or the port of Long Beach with foreign goods. For nearly 2 months of the crisis, Biden's U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was missing. Later, it was uncovered that he was on paid family leave with his husband, Chasen, and their 2 newborn babies. As the country heads into the holidays, the price of having a Thanksgiving dinner is up 14% from last year and will be the most expensive on record. According to statistics released from the Farm Bureau, the average cost of a classic Thanksgiving feast for 10 rose to $53.31, 14% higher than last year's $46.90. The Farm Bureau also found that the price of having 2 frozen pie crusts, dinner rolls, fresh cranberries, milk, and sweet potatoes is also up. Earlier this month, it was revealed that Americans have been facing the highest prices for gasoline since 2014. Breitbart News reported that the national average cost of gas rose to $3.402, when the national average was $3.192 a month prior. In October, the gas price rose every day for the first 27 days, according to the American Automobile Association, AAA. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.